This is Lesson 12 of Makharij and Sifat series. In this lesson, we'll tackle the letters Sin, Sad, and Zay, which may be considered by many learners as relatively easy sounds because of their resemblance to sounds found in many languages around the world. These three letters are called in Arabic Hurufu al-Safir, which means whistling sounds, because of the technique required to produce them, which resembles whistling. In all three of these sounds, we'll be using the tip of the tongue. So let's get started with Sin to see what the proper technique looks like. To produce Sin, the tip of the tongue touches the lower front teeth. And to understand exactly which spot the tongue should be touching, let us have a look at this chart. This is the lower front teeth from the inside. Your tongue should be in the lower middle area, and in general, it should be between the top and the root of the lower front teeth. So this is where your tongue should be touching. So this placement of the tongue creates a small opening which enables air to pass from above the tongue and through the front teeth. This passage of air through this tight area creates that whistling sound. And as the name suggests, whistling requires that you find that sweet spot that enables air to escape while producing the sound, so that it is not too tight or too wide, which will prevent whistling to happen or to be a clear whistle. Another important thing to pay attention to is the middle part and the back of the tongue. Notice how the middle part is raised and how the back of the tongue is lowered. This is what creates the empty mouth sound, or what makes Sin a light letter. S. 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 Sa, su, si. Now, next letter is Zay, which is exactly the same letter as Sin in every aspect. So, it's the same point of articulation.
The tip of the tongue is touching the back of the lower front teeth.
And the shape of the tongue is also exactly the same as Sin. But the only difference is actually the fact that Zay is a voiced sound, which means that in producing this sound, we vibrate the vocal cords. So Sin is a voiceless sound, so we don't vibrate the vocal cords when pronouncing it, but we do that with Zay. We elaborated much more on the difference between voiced and voiceless sounds in the previous lesson. So check it out if you feel you need more explanation on that point. So we say as tazakka aziz. So Sin and Zay are essentially the same letter, except for the fact that one is voiceless, the Sin, and the other one is voiced, which is Zay. Finally, moving on to Sad. And Sad, again, is the same letter as Sin, except for the fact that Sad is the heavy version of Sin. In other words, if you pronounce Sin as a heavy letter, you will get Sad. And so, the tip of the tongue is at the exact same spot. But this time, the shape of the rest of the tongue is different. The middle part, as you can see, is lowered, while the back of the tongue is raised, creating some kind of a concave, which makes the sound full mouth, or the sad, a heavy letter. This means that the proper execution of sad really depends on the shape of the back of the tongue. And if that is disturbed, or you didn't raise the back of the tongue properly, you will mispronounce sad as Sin. As, أص أص صبروا صياصيهم. So, we can safely say that sin, sad, and zay are essentially the exact same letter, with one small variation in each of these three letters. In all three, the tip of the tongue is touching the back of the lower front teeth, leaving a gap for air to pass from above the tongue and through the front teeth. Sin is voiceless, while zay is voiced. Sin is light, while sad is heavy. And though these letters might sound easier to produce, there are some common mistakes related to them. The first common mistake is involving lip movement when pronouncing sad or zay. Some learners involve the lips when producing sad or zay in an attempt to make producing these sounds clearer or easier. This is done by either rounding and pursing the lips or using the lower lip, producing the letter that sounds like this. صبروا صبروا عزيز. But this is in fact a mistake which changes how the letter sounds, and therefore it should not be done. صبروا عزيز. So there is no lip movement at all. The second mistake is producing a weak whistling sound. This happens when the tongue is not placed at the right spot, by either pressing the tongue too much at the articulation point, or if the tongue is not nearly touching the lower front teeth, which will produce a sound of whistling that is not nearly enough. As, 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 as-sala, az-zaka, al-masjid. So the technique here is not correct because the whistling sound didn't show properly. Al-masjid, az-zaka, as-sala. Third, when sin is in proximity of heavy letters, it might be pronounced as sad if you're not paying attention. Like in this word, for example. تقسطو. Here, sin was mispronounced as sad because it was affected by the qaf and the ta, which are both heavy letters. And it should be pronounced like this. تقسطو. And the same thing could be said about sad if it is in close proximity to light letters, and it might be mistakenly pronounced as seen, especially when it is in a position of kasr, so it has kasra, like in this example. Nasib, nasib. So that is, of course, not enough raising of the back of the tongue, producing a seen-like sound, and it should sound like this. Nasib, nasib. So, practicing these three letters together is quite important to understand the differences between them, and also to avoid mispronouncing them or mixing them up together. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the Tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.